And all of this went through the VIPRINET system, which gave us some redundancy and bonding. Now, the VIPRINET codec here with the two feeds that go out to the data provider. The VIPRINET also has 3G cards that you can use, but we didn't use them here because we knew that 3G was going to get swamped as soon as the crowd turned up, because Radio 1 were actively encouraging people to use their smartphones to download content, so we knew that the 3G system would be under enormous pressure. We got the audio codecs of Radio 1, One Extra, and Radio London here, and then the talkback codecs on the top here. And you'll notice that we're using quite a cheap network switch there. That was all we had to hand at the time, you know, risking sort of plug-top power supplies and things like that. But as we move forward on this, we'll be using a more managed switch system. Just a close-up on the VIPRINET there, just you can see there are six cards that go in it, and you can adjust the combination of cards between 3G or Ethernet. And what it basically does is it bonds the six together if you're using all six, and has elements of redundancy so that if there's packet loss, it just picks it up off one of the other transmissions. And there's a hub system at Broadcasting House that receives it and decodes it. There's a diagram that shows you the theory behind it. So we've got, in this particular one, it's showing two Ethernet connections into the internet, secure VPN connection over the internet, a 3G backup there, all into a hub at the other end, which decodes it and sorts out the data at the receiving end. Delay is pretty minimal through it, probably about 70, 80 milliseconds. So, you know, it's perfect for broadcast, really.